the best in the world.
I've been the best ever since day one. On this microphone, in that ring, even in commentary. And trust me when I tell you, I am the hottest property in this industry today. Nobody can touch me. The only thing that's real is me, day in and day out. I am the best in the world. Do I have everybody's attention now?
Just because I've been gone for a minute doesn't make Mike Steph any less of a menace. Been more of a phantom attacking these clones. No longer a Sith, my need for revenge has lessened, I've grown. I'm in the zone, finally at peace, I've built a new home. Buried the past, only proof it exists is by locating bones. It's by locating bones. What up, people? Welcome to another edition of the Salty Thoughts of Mike Steph podcast, featuring a very exasperated Mike Steph, featuring a very irritated Mike Steph, featuring a very fed up Mike Steph, best in the world at what he does. Yeah, man. Blazing through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, calling Mr. Fahrenheit. What up, people? How's everyone? How do you be? Hopefully, you be better than me. Hopefully, you be better than moi. Or should I say moi? Because I'm not in a great mood. I'm not in the greatest mood at all. I don't know what's going on with my mic. It might be a little bit distorted. Matter of fact, not distorted. It might be a little bit loud. Or should I say, it might be even louder than the volume that I'm going to maintain the majority of this episode. I felt so full of rage that I did something today, this week, for this episode that I don't believe I've done in weeks, dare I say months, dare I say since the previous iteration of this podcast. I actually put out a promo video. Actually put out a little YouTube short, if you will, telling y'all to tune in to me this afternoon because I had a lot of ish to get off my chest concerning my New York Jets, Jets. And I know y'all probably wondering, look, last week you said, say Mike Steph time, say Mike Steph channel, say Mike Steph, Salty Thoughts, a Mike Steph podcast. And half of that was true. Yes, it's say Mike Steph, say Mike Steph pod, but not the normal time. Because once again, I am delayed by one day.
And not to hold you too much, I'm going to let you know why I was delayed by one day, and it actually might be to your benefit. Yesterday, Sunday, you know, the day that I normally drop, and yeah, that's right, 4 minutes and 33 seconds in, intro. Yesterday, the day that I normally drop, late Sunday night, early Monday morning, I had a long, long day. Thanksgiving is coming up. Personally, my favorite holiday of the year, especially since they done bastardized Christmas. So they done try to make Halloween a major holiday with this trunk or treat shit. Yeah, shout out to Low Fat Beats. Trunk or treat. Trunk or treat was never a thing. Want to hear that shit. Anyway. Thanksgiving is coming up this coming Thursday. Right? So, of course, Thanksgiving is all about the food. Thanksgiving is all about giving thanks for the food that you're going to ingest. And, of course, Thanksgiving is give thanks to your family and friends. Yeah, all that. So, of course, to prepare for Thanksgiving, we have to go out and get the food for Thanksgiving, right? So, me and my lovely wife, we got up fairly early Sunday morning and ventured to Walmart and ventured to Sam's Club to make sure we got ample food for our ample appetite. That wasn't the problem. Wasn't the problem at all. You know, listen, I know what time it is. I know what we got to do in these streets. So that's what we do. We go into Sam's Club, 1, 2, 3. We go into Walmart. Walmart is starting to bite off of Trader Joe's, at least the one in Secaucus. Go figure. Brooklyn's number one, numero uno, JET, a Jets fan, was merely a stone's throw away from an empty MetLife Stadium. Mere hours before my New York JET Jets kicked off up north against those fortunate Buffalo Bills. But I guess whatever shots that I got to throw at Buffalo needs to go to the side this week, because this week is not a time to be talking my shit. Or should I say be throwing dirt on Buffalo's name? No, it isn't. Anyway. So, we go to Walmart, we get the rest of our ends, and we try to get back to the city. Do you know it took me damn near 2 hours to get from Secaucus, New Jersey, back to my humble abode in BK land? Normally, it takes me about an hour, hour and change. 2 hours! Plans had to be reshuffled. Aggravation had to be ramped up, especially for anticipation of what I believe I was going to see. And unfortunately, I was right. I was going to see the Jets struggle once again. But at least I had a car full of food and wait a couple days to ingest all of said food. I say all that to say this. Your boy was tired. And after watching damn near a three hours and 45 minutes of the Jets struggling to get the ball into the end zone, struggling to get 10 yards a pop, struggling to get 10 total yards. By the time 8:30 came around, I was like, you know what? Matter of fact, it wasn't even like the fact that I knew what. I turned on the post-game show, Jets post-game live, watched the crew assassinate the Jets, rightfully so. And right when I was starting to set up for my podcast recording, your boy was on this said couch, knocked out. I woke up maybe like an hour and a half later. It was about 9:30. Had the sleepy eye. I was like, eh. Might as well get some shut eye. Wasn't even that. Guess what? Your boy knocked out once again. Yes, old age is catching up to yours truly. I was only woken by the entry of my daughter, you know, the lovely Mia, coming home from her shoe job. And she even had to do a double take of, you're not recording? Oh, you just woke up. Oh. By this time, two attempts trying to record, I was like, you know what? It'll probably be my best interest to wait until tomorrow to see the outcome, see the fallout of the Jets doing something that's been long overdue, and actually the topic of this here episode, the benching of Zach Wilson, his final hurrah, dare I say the end of an error, for the being the dog that he is. And I'm not talking about dog in his heart, talk about he played like pure T shit. Tired of copping, please. So, this episode will be my thoughts on what the fuck I saw last night. My thoughts on what I believe might have happened to cause them to take this drastic action. And oh yeah, and what's going to come, or what's supposed to be going preceding, or should I say, post-game and leading up to this supposed celebratory time in Jets Nation, the first ever Black Friday game against our division nemesis, those fraudulent Miami Dolphins. It was supposed to be at least for maybe a battle, potential battle for first place. No. Miami, 7-3. We, 4-6. We are struggling to keep our chin above water. If that. We are going to be on a national spotlight once again and in prime position to get embarrassed for the third time in 4 weeks once again. Currently riding a 3-game losing streak, all that other good shit. So that's what's on tap this week. Before I get it, matter of fact, and what else is on tap, since I deprived y'all, you know, the masses, excuse me, because I am still suffering from bronchitis. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah, cold then turned into bronchitis. So if I have a couple of no, it's not Smedley the dog, it's just me trying to stifle a cough that I haven't had in about 3 years. Three años. Tres años. Shout out to Sister O. I told you, we're up to like episode 32. Look, my Spanish ended at 20. Matter of fact, is it? Trentedos? Yeah. All right, so, yeah. Episode Trentedos, if that's such a thing. Or Trentedos. I don't know. Whatever. Got sidetracked. Since I deprived the Madisons last week of my gambling misery, returning will be Mike Steph, must have bumped his mother effing head, a.k.a. my gambling picks, a.k.a. why I've been a Jet fan for the last 41 years and I'm still on the bandwagon of one of these years before I kick the bucket. Maybe, just maybe, I can see my Jets logo in the end zone of a Super Bowl. Won't be this year. Time gets on ticking, ticking, ticking. Way in the future. Yeah, so that episode, well, that segment will be making its triumphant return this week. So, with all that being said, yeah, I have no other witty antidotes to get into. Because I've actually developed quite a groove to chop these episodes into less than 90 minutes. And being the fact that I have limited wind in my lungs, it'll probably be in my best interest to try to keep this within 60 minutes or so. So, with all that being said, let's get this show on the road. Let's get this show on the way, huh? Without further ado, good night, ma, and goodbye. Bang! Ah, yeah, man. Oh, wrong one. Boop! Yeah, that one. End of an era. Jets finally bench Zach Wilson. But he still lost to the Bills. Yeah, through the magic of StreamYard, I paused this shit. Yeah, I know, one take mic. It's no more! You want to know why? Because they finally came up with the future. And you know what I am? Not only am I a visionary, I am a revolutionary! Yesterday, the Jets did something that they probably should have did. Some would say beginning of the year. Others would say a couple weeks ago, at least in a couple games. And I personally will say they did it about 13 minutes too late. And you're like, whoa, huh? Listen. Yesterday, the New York Jets, coach Robert Saleh finally, for this season, benched Zach Wilson in favor of Mr. Boyle, the backup quarterback, technically the third string quarterback. When we were down 29-6, everybody, I'm trying to think how I'm going to tackle this, right? So, because this is some, okay. Yesterday's game was a debacle in multifacets. A multifaceted debacle. Opening kickoff, fumble. The Jets defense stiffened, relented, gave up 3 points. We were down 9-0. We got down 16-0. When we were down 9-0, I thought all hope was lost because the offense could not get out of its own way. Zach Wilson could not get out of his own way. Zach Wilson has developed a pattern, especially this year, of have one competent game, shit the bed the next game. Since the bye week, we're 1-3 since the bye week. For all intents and purposes, we should be 0-4. It took 3 passes, 3 good plays for us to beat the New York Giants in October. Yesterday, we scored our first touchdown the month of November. Think about that. 19 days into the month, 3 games into the month, we scored our first touchdown, period. Zach Wilson, like I said, has this knack of having a good game or a competent game, below average game. We stole one against the Giants. He followed that up with a clunker against the Chargers on Monday night at home. Went out to the desert last week. He had a okay game. Still couldn't get to the end zone. This week, this last year, yesterday, we just knew. You could tell from the fact that the offensive line couldn't block. But not only that, he was locked in on one receiver, and that one receiver was effectively taken out of the equation. I'm talking about Garrett Wilson. Running game could not get on track. The only success we had was Breece Hall. Matter of fact, only success we had up until the Breece Hall reception for a touchdown at the end of the first half was a fake punt in which our cornerback, Brandon Echols, outgained the Jets' wide receivers on one catch on fourth down. So, for us to close the score within 16-6 at halftime, for Zach Wilson to look as bad as he was, for our defense to be increasingly frustrated, drive in and drive out, drive in and drive out. For Garrett Wilson to start displaying his frustration on the field, which he is, to his credit, managed to hide the majority of the season. You saw it starting to snowball. You figure you go into halftime, look, we need to make a move. This game is still salvageable because our defense is holding on by a thread, but our defense is holding on nevertheless. We need a spark. Once Zach Wilson got on that field at the beginning of the second half, the defense pretty much looked around and said, you know what? Fuck this. We're going to have to do more than we already have done. We're going to have to try to make it play, meaning you have to start gambling. Sauce Gardner got caught gambling based on a busted coverage, not for his fault. But nevertheless, he tried to make up for a busted coverage by going for the pick, missed the pick, and then bumped into his own teammate and allowed the Bills wide receiver, Shakur, to score 81-yard touchdown. That effectively ended the game. Tell you the truth, like I said, the game was over at 9-0. Robert Saleh made the choice to bench Zach Wilson and put Boyle in. But by this time, you're down 29-6. I told my peoples in the trusty DMs, and I'm talking about the Mojo King. I'm talking about Mr. Tyler McDowell. Blanking? That was some coward shit. A playoff cowboy shit. But y'all get the picture, all my wrestling fans. That was some coward shit. You want to know why? Not the fact that, matter of fact, based on the fact that he decided two reasons to pull the plug at that point in time. Number one, the game is effectively over. So therefore, Zach Wilson already dug yourself enough of a hole in the defense that being gouged enough that they would no longer be the saving grace of keep us in this game, that you had nothing left to lose. Fuck it, put Boyle in. But even more so is this reason. Coincidentally, for the first time in a couple weeks, you know who was not in attendance on this cold, dreary day in Orchard Park, New York? You got it. Aaron freaking Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was not in the stadium. He wasn't in the suite. He wasn't on the sideline. He wasn't even in the state of New York. People want to think it's a coincidence that when Aaron Rodgers is not around, now all of a sudden, people feel beholden to take control of their team. People feel beholden to make a change at the all-important position of quarterback. I think not. Now, before I go down, matter of fact, I'm going to go down that rabbit hole right now so I don't lose my train of thought. Because like I said, if anybody is a new viewer and listener to the Salty Thoughts of Mike Steph, guess what? Helter Skelter is my nickname. I go all over the fucking place. But at the end of the day, you know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. Aaron Rodgers, and I've been hearing this more and more now on the New York sports radio airwaves. And tell you the truth, I think I got some secret listeners that just don't make themselves apparent. But regardless, I appreciate each and every one of y'all for viewing and listening to moi. Aaron Rodgers has effectively holding this team hostage. And you want to know, like, darn, that's some ungrateful shit. How is it ungrateful? Aaron Rodgers came to this franchise, and I'm going to sound like a broken record because I've been echoing this especially since the Charger game. Aaron Rodgers came to this franchise because Woody Johnson and the Brain Trust was like, come save us. And Aaron retrust. And I ain't even gonna lie, I'm one of those my damn self. Even though it took me 4 months to get this fucking t-shirt back ordered since July. I ordered this in July, but neither here nor there. We've been beholden to Aaron Rodgers since he stepped foot in Florham Park. And if he was actually going to be able to be on the field healthy, it would have been worth it, in my humble opinion. We acquiesced to his request of bringing ancient-ass Randall Cobb aboard for signing and giving Alan Lazard the bag for him, to hiring his personal choice of offensive coordinator in Nathaniel Hackett. But most importantly, keeping Zach Wilson in a position of prominence. There's no reason why. We're not even saying you needed to discard Zach Wilson this year, totally. But there was no reason why he was ever going to be a play from being the main signal caller for this team. Even the third string quarterback, Mr. Boyle, is a favor to Aaron Rodgers because he likes his company. He knows the offense. He's a great scouting quarterback, so to speak. But for Zach Wilson, the position he should have played was third string. No chance in hell he's going to see the field. Step away from the practice squad. Now, some would say, and Coach Sala did say, look, the ideal situation was for Zach to pretty much redshirt this year, observe and learn from Aaron Rodgers and his preparation, just managing the team, managing the sideline, managing the franchise, and so forth. And this was not the ideal situation for Zach Wilson to actually be thrust back in to a starting position. But you know what that's taking account? That's not taking account for? It's not taking account for the fact that we are a cursed franchise. Only the Jets. Look at it this way. Tampa Bay gets their knight in shining armor in Tom Brady a couple years ago. He brings in Gronk. He brings in Antonio Brown. He eventually gets Bruce Arians to relent from his wild and crazy ways offensively to tailoring the offense into more into something more friendly to Tom Brady's skill set. Guess what they did? They won the Super Bowl. Not only did they win the Super Bowl, they were the first team ever to win the Super Bowl on their home field. The next year, Matthew Stafford comes in. He gets traded from the Detroit Lions to the Los Angeles Rams. And Sean McVay has the quarterback that he desperately needed, he desperately wanted. But he had already proven that he could take Jared Goff in his formative years to the precipice of a championship. He just needed a veteran quarterback to get them over the hump. Draft picks be damned. Guess what? They became, the second team in consecutive years to win the Super Bowl, to win this championship on their home field. So, can't fault the Jets for saying, look, happened in Tampa, happened in LA. We have a championship-worthy defense. We have dynamic parts on offense. We just need a quarterback. We need not only a quarterback, but some would say one of the top five quarterbacks of all time. Why would you not give him the keys to the franchise? But be it a fact, these are the Jets. 4 plays into the season. 4 official plays. 5 total plays into the season. Al Balloon, a.k.a. Aaron Rodgers, Achilles, with pop. Only the Jets. Think about that. So, you were caught effectively with your pants around your ankles in the middle of Central Park. Well, in my case, in the middle of Prosper Park. Looking like a suspect on SVU. Why? Why does this always happen? Why does this always happen to us? But I'm not going to get into the wallowing in my pity. Not right. Not yet. Not yet. The reason I said this is some coward shit, because this should have been done weeks ago. I'll give you one better. The trading deadline come and goes. Some people say, why couldn't you get Josh Dobbs for a 6th-round draft pick? You want to know why? Because Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to have that. Aaron Rodgers is still holding his team hostage by monopolizing the media in saying that he's planning on returning in December. Just hang in there, guys. Keep in there. Keep it up. Keep us in the fight, and I will be returning to the rescue in December, which should have never been on the table to begin with. He ruptured his Achilles tendon. In order for this franchise to even have a sniff of a championship, you had to realize it wasn't going to happen this season. Why are you going to risk losing Aaron Rodgers, not only for this season, but for next season at age 40? And if he comes up with another major injury, guess what? All this was for nothing. For nothing. But they've been relenting. They've been saying, look, Aaron says he's ready to go. Who are we to tell him no? You're the fucking head coach. You're the fucking general manager. You're the fucking owner. That's who you are. Yes. Did he leave some cheese on the taco? Shout out to Bart Scott. In order to get some requisite pieces? Yes. He gave back a lot of money. He restructured his contract in order for us to compete. Well, at least get what he needed. And I give him kudos. And this is not even a bash Aaron Rodgers session. I'm just saying all the concessions that they have made for Aaron Rodgers has put this team behind the eight ball. Not even behind the eight ball. We've already been shot in the corner pocket. Game over. Do you know how disappointed I am that our season is effectively over? I'll give the benefit of the doubt. Our season can be effectively put to rest on Black Friday against our arch nemesis, the Miami Dolphins, at home. After such promise in the offseason, anytime that the Jets are the prohibitive favorites, that's when we should fucking duck for cover. Now, another piece of cowardice. Some coward shit that I saw last night was from the Bills. They wasn't talking all that shit when they was in New York City. They wasn't talking all that shit when they had to have their tail between their legs after the opening game of the season, right? You had whoever that offensive lineman was about to get his ass whooped in the tunnel post-game by Michael Clemens. For pulling that bullshit, that bullshit, Bush League shit on the field. Just don't get it. I don't get it. Now, going forward, today, they effectively have put Tim Boyle as starting quarterback. We finally activated Trevor Siemian, much to my partner's delight. Trevor. Ooh, I can't wait until this week. And they have demoted Zach Wilson to third string. And you know what'll probably happen? I'll tell you what'll probably happen. Tim Boyle will get knocked out in the first half. Ah! Then Trevor Siemian will get knocked out in the third quarter. And then we'll be back right where we started at. Back with Zach Wilson. That's what happened last year, remember? This is like Groundhog Day. This is the same shit that we dealt with last year. Except we don't have Mike White riding to the rescue. We bench Zach Wilson. Mike White got hurt. Had to bring Zach back in the game. Mike White came back. Once we got eliminated, Mike White back on the bench with his busted ribs. Zach Wilson to the last game of the season when we had ancient ass Joe Flacco out there just playing out the string, collecting his check. I don't know how much bravado I have left. They do it to us. Yes, us Jet fans every fucking year. Every year, they do this. They get our hopes up. They give us the little slimmer a little sliver of happiness. And then, once again, they go into our chest and snatch it out. Last year, we were 7-4. With everything in front of us. And we lost 6 straight games. Do you know, in the last 16 games, the Jets are 4-12. We lost the last 6 games of last season, and we're 4-6 this season. That's 16 games. That's the old regular season. Are we championship contender? No. Are we a playoff contender? No. You know, when they have the graphics of division leaders, wild card, in the hunt, you know, we're not even on the screen anymore. We're not even in the hunt. You know who has a better record than us now? I'll tell you who has a better record than us. The Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos, headed by that cocksucking head coach, Sean Payton, who did say that Nathaniel Hackett did the worst coaching job in NFL history. And yes, I was on these airwaves. Yes, I was on this platform, taking him to task, calling him all type of cocksuckers. Telling him to mind his effing business. Telling him to worry about his team. Aaron Rodgers was telling him, keep my coach name out your mouth. Well, they've effectively passed us. People are giving him praise for resurrecting the broken career, or should at least I say the broken season of Russell Wilson. We had everything in front of us. The Raiders lost yesterday. They are 5-6, but they got a tiebreaker on us. The Chargers lost yesterday. I think they're 4-6, but guess what? They got a tiebreaker in front of us. The Bills are 6-5. Split. But they're 2-1 in the division. What are we? Looking at our schedule going forward, I can say we might win 3 games, which would keep us or get us back to the record that we had last season, 7-10. We have the Commanders on our schedule. That should be a win, but who knows? We have the Atlanta Falcons on our schedule. That should be a win, but who knows? And we end the season in Foxborough against Bill Belichick. Yeah, Bill Belichick could be 2-14, and best believe he's going to tell his team that your next week against the Jets is your Super Bowl. Come out ready to play. But I'm going to count that as a win. Perhaps. It's 3 wins, 7-10. At this point in time, we're not beating Houston. This point in time, we damn sure not beating Cleveland. We'll be lucky if we don't get embarrassed on that last Thursday night. And we got Miami twice. All starts this Friday. I'm going to play this clip of what I felt was going to happen this game. Well, this past game. And it's going to double as advertisement. Of my other entity, Hidden Gems Football, with my partner, the Mojo King. But before I get into that, do I have any reason to feel that we are going to make the playoffs? Am I going to give up? Should I give up? Should I just say, you know what? What's done is done. Like I said, I've been a Jet fan for 41 years. It's almost similar to what Alan Horn says. The Jets are Charlie Brown. No, the Jets are Lucy holding the football. And every time Charlie Brown goes to kick the football, Lucy moves the ball and we fall on our collective asses. And us, meaning the Jet fan base, Jet Nation. I done rocked out for 41 years. I know nothing. I don't know anything else but what to do is just wallow in my misery. I'm a masochist in that way. I watch every week thinking that the result is going to be different. I watch every year thinking the result's going to be different. I watch every decade thinking the results are going to be different. Do you know how fucking tired I am being the butt of the joke of all my people? Every circle I'm in, I'm damn near the only Jet fan in it. Even, matter of fact, I'll say this. Giants fans had a choice, had a reason to rejoice yesterday in a victory. Do you know that the Giants only have one less loss? Well, one less win than us. Just last week, you would have thought that the Giants were the worst team in the league. Their words, not mine. Their, meaning the media. Tommy DeVito passed for 3 touchdowns yesterday. Tommy DeVito passed for almost 300 yards yesterday. Tommy DeVito got sacked 9 times, didn't throw an interception, and led his team to victory. Do you know the last time Zach Wilson threw for 3 touchdowns in a game? I could tell you. Never! Never. He's never thrown for 3 touchdowns in a game. In all his starts, he only has, what, 20 touchdowns thrown? I believe they said it was one stat. I forgot the exact numbers, but I think he's thrown for, I think it's about 9% of his total throws in the league in touchdowns. And we're going on year 3. I don't know what else to say. That's why I got this hood on. I know y'all probably like, yo, why you got a hood on in the crib? Because I feel like it. Why do you have a hood on? Because I want to be cryptic as possible. I swear, if this is one of the times I really wish I wasn't video. Because I really want to hide my face. This is how I'm going to be until we win another game. So I'm letting y'all know right now, if you think you're going to see my whole, matter of fact, if you think you're going to see this dashing, debonair face in full glory this week for the duration of this podcast, and maybe, just maybe, I'll hide my face in shame on HGF and deprive the masses of this simply ravaging body. Even though there's somebody out there committing gimmick infringement. And I will take care of that individual at a later date. I think I'm going to keep this hood on until our next victory. I think that's going to be my form of protest. So now I'm going to roll back the hands of time to when I was much more optimistic. And yeah, get a taste of what you can get each week on Hidden Gems Football.
Last game of the week, an important one for Hidden Gems Football, at least for one half of us. That will be the New York Jets heading to Buffalo to face the Bills. The Bills are 5-5 and 7-point favorites over the 4-5 Jets. The total's projected to be 40.5 points. That means that the Jets would score 16.75 while the Bills score 23.75.
And only 8 touchdowns for the entire year. If anybody thinks I'm betting against my Jets or picking against my Jets, they're damn wrong. Dead wrong. Extremely wrong. You know, I told y'all, when it comes to my Jets, I'm very biased. So y'all can take that with a grain of salt. Salt Bay, if you will. So, Buffalo is not beating us by 7 points. I'm not even saying Buffalo is not going to beat us. I'm not picking Buffalo to beat us. But I'm not saying Buffalo can't beat us. But they're not beating us by 7 points. So, just to cover the spread, Jets money line, and that over-under. Sorry, I just kind of laid out the fact that my team can't score. But it's been proven fact that we could have Josh Allen's number. He's going to cough it up at least a couple times. He coughed it up 4 times in the season opener, and he, I would say he's going to probably cough it up at least 3 times on Sunday. So, over-under, under.
It was confusing because they are Jekyll and Hyde, and they are Jekyll and Hyde within the same game. Josh Allen will make these drives look so easy and then just do something horrendous. I'm going to do your thing and go with my gut. And my gut tells me that Buffalo embarrassed themselves last week and they will make up for it this week. So I'm going with Buffalo. I'm going with the over because I actually think they're going to put some points up. And Zach might get some late score, and then his line will look kind of decent. Kind of decent, not that good. So going Buffalo, going over. Buffalo 7 points, take it. And I feel a little bit better about life than I was at the beginning of the show now.
You really think Buffalo is going to score more than 23 points?
I think Buffalo is going to score 33 points.
Yeah, okay.
Which means that the Jets have to only score 8. I don't know. Maybe I'm pushing it with the Jets. Listen, I think it'll be all right.
James Cook is not rushing over 100 yards. Hail Mary passes into the waiting arms of Isaiah Whitehead like he did in week 1. If they couldn't beat us when we were dealing with emotional trauma on September 11th after we lost number 8, you think they're going to beat us when our season is on the line? I think not.
But we'll see.
See? I am the benevolent one. I do give credit where credit is due. Because even though I was on a war tour with Muhammad, my man, last week, due to my picks, the Mojo King actually almost got that verbatim. He said, no, I think Buffalo will score more than 30 points. That means the Jets only have to score 8. Buffalo scored 32 points. The Jets didn't even get to 8 due to a missed 2-point conversion. They actually hit the under 39.5. Ain't that a bitch? Now, this week's segment of Mike Steph with the Bumped His Mother Effing Head is sponsored by no one. Because no one in hell would sponsor me with their money to burn and throw up in the flames like I did my own. So, I'm going to make this quick and painless as possible. I put in two bets this week. First bet was a 6-leg parlay in which I pretty much went over some of the picks that we discussed on HGF, and I added one of my own discretion. And of course, I didn't hit on either one of them. So my first bet, the six leg parlay, I had the Jets against the spread, 7.5, 32-6, a loss. Yeah, you could tell how that went. I was correct that the Los Angeles Raiders were going to make sure that the Dolphins did not cover that 13.5 point spread, because I did not believe that Miami was going to be able to saw a play, you know, Shug Knight in the flesh, solve his defense, and being the fact that going into the game, the Raiders were a non-losing team, that meant Miami was going to have some struggles. And they did win, which I actually did predict that they were going to win, but they only won 20-13. So check off for me, but didn't matter. Didn't matter. You want to know why it didn't matter? Because the next game, these mother effers from Arizona, any other time they don't like covering. Any other time, they're a little anemic offensively. But guess what? I forgot they have the return of Kyler Murray. So I had the over-under was over 48. That's what I had. Guess what? The over-under total was 38. Houston beat Arizona 21-16. I should have just went by the spread. But even if I went for the spread, I would have lost. My next one was the Steelers. The Steelers. I figured, you know what? Steelers is probably not going to win, but it's going to be a nip-and-tuck battle. Had them 2.5 points. 2.5 point underdogs. Of course, they lost by 3. In which the game that I should have just did straight up and put all my assets into this game was the New York Football Giants. The G-Men! Beating the Washington Commanders 31-19. I didn't go money line. I went spread. Because I was like, look, there's no way in hell Washington is covering an 8.5 point spread. And guess what? They didn't. There was no way in hell that Washington was going to keep that total under. And they didn't. They went over 38.5. What was it? 50 points with the total. So, yeah. You know, if I would have did round robin, I would have got what, 1, 2, 3. I would have got 50%. Which, the way the odds were, probably wouldn't have been great. But still, at least I could say I was a winner in something. But I wasn't. So, you know what my ass had to do? I had to double down. Double down. Double, double down. Double down. Double, double down. The four-leg parlay. The Seahawks. And I was wondering, I'm like, you know, that line, 2.5 point underdog. You know what? I have this feeling that Seahawks going to win. It was plus 110. Should have known Vegas knew what the fuck they was talking about, because Seattle gave up 10 points in the fourth quarter to effectively lose that game and get swept for the season series, but they lost that game 17-16. So if I would have just went with the 2.5 point spread, I would have hit. Of course, I didn't. The Jets, yeah, they actually hit the under. No thanks to Buffalo. Because the under, when by the time that I picked, was 39.5. The total was 38. By this time, this point spread actually went up 1 point to the Jets being an 8.5 point underdog. I was like, oh, they're giving them an extra point? Yeah, we just go straight. They're not beating us by 8.5. And it was correct. Or should I say, I was correct. They beat us by 26. And then a nightcap, by this time, didn't fucking matter. I didn't even put in a fantasy lineup because I was just riding Riding. The Denver Broncos with a 2.5 points favorite. They won, but they won on a last minute come from behind fashion to beat the Minnesota Vikings by one. So after week 11, I'm effectively 1-11 this season, meaning 1 week out of 11 weeks, I've actually made a profit. 10 weeks. I failed to yield more coin than I put in. And the only reason why it's not 11 out of 11 weeks of me getting a thumbs down is because of my cowardly yet profitable cash out a couple weeks ago against those Arizona Cardinals. And I cashed out against the Ravens before they coughed up a 15-point lead. Next week, more of the same. Hopefully not. But since this is my segment, and I put my money where my mouth is, even though sometimes I'm just too much, and I tell y'all this every year, every week, I'm too greedy. If I could just calm down on the greed and just take what I can get, I would be much better in the long run. But no, always have to put a prop bet, or always have to put an extra point, or always have to do something that bears, that holds no logic into anything that I'm doing, and effectively blows up my parlay. I don't know. Maybe this gambling shit's not for me. Maybe my bets, your money. Oh, that's a wrong show. Maybe my bets, my money, your luck. No, that's another show. Maybe my bets, my money, and my badass luck is a bad combination. Maybe I should just go over the bridge and just do straight computer games, straight computer blackjack. I probably have more luck doing that than I'm doing with these damn bets. But what can you say? That has been this week's Mike Steph Must Have Bumped His Motherfucking Head, a.k.a.
my gambling segment. Oh my God.
That brings us to the end of another edition of the Salty Thoughts of Mike Steph podcast. I'd like to thank each and every one of y'all for making me and this here podcast the one y'all choose to view and the one y'all choose to listen to. Next year, next week, I don't know what I'm going to do next week. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it out there so maybe I'll be beholden to it. Next week, for all my wrestling fans out there, Survivor Series weekend. A Thanksgiving tradition like none other, because I don't know why they start marketing that shit like that this year, because last couple years hasn't been around Thanksgiving, but I digress. Because I have a lot of things to get off my chest concerning the wrestling industry at this time, AEW, WWE, just those two. And I've been so focused on my Jets. And being the fact that hopefully I'm wrong, but I have a feeling after Friday, it's not going to be much to talk about, especially after the commiseration that I'm expecting to deal with post-Thanksgiving. I figure, you know what? Next week, I'm going to have a wrestling-centered episode. I will touch on the New York Jets and their happenings, but I will be reviewing WWE's PLE offering next week, Survivor Series, War Games. Maybe I'll have a guest, maybe I won't, because I believe Chef Mix should be in the building. He's going to come down and eat his lovely mother's food. He's going to come down and spend time with his papa. So therefore, depending on when I actually record this and when he decides to go back over, back up to his humble abode, maybe we can be on a screen at the same time on my trusty-ass couch. And I can make him uncomfortable about the spouse who chief once again. And get some of his thoughts on what's going on in the wrestling world. So yeah, that's what's going to be on deck next week. Survivor Series weekend. War Games. And the fallout from the New York Jets game against the Miami Dolphins on Black Friday. Yeah. So, man, I'm almost hoarse. My throat is starting to hurt because I've been yelling and kvetching for over an hour. But I am so glad that I have this time to share with each and every one of y'all. Before I get out of here, two things. One is this. Check out Hidden Gems Football, hosted by the Mojo King and myself, Mike Steph. New episodes drop each and every Thursday on the YouTube page of the 19 B&E Group and on all, and when I say all, I mean all streaming platforms wherever podcasts are available. And while you're doing that, of course, check out the Salty Thoughts of Mike Steph podcast, available, the audio version, on the following platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, amongst others. Just Google the shit, and when the Salty Thoughts pop up, that's me. New episodes drop each and every Wednesday, even though the last two Wednesdays I have not dropped. Ha-ha! Check me out on X, at Mike Steffens, double underscore. Check me out on the gram, at Mike, double underscore Steph. And check me out on TikTok, at Mike Steph, underscore. Please like, subscribe, leave a comment, leave a review. Give me 5 stars. Give me 4 stars. Matter of fact, just give me some fucking stars. Look, I'm not a beggar. I don't like to ask. I don't like to be beholden to anyone. So I'm asking that. If you choose not to, then do it. Then don't do it. Because y'all motherfuckers can never say that I begged y'all to do anything for me. Except to kiss my... Yeah. Before I get out of here, I like to wish each and every one of y'all a happy Thanksgiving. I hope that each and every one of y'all have the opportunity to spend that time with your loved ones, with your close, dear, near friends, family, and so forth. We're having the beginning of the holiday season. I say this, this is probably what, my fourth year running, but the holiday season is a very, very tough time for a lot of people for various reasons. Just keep that in mind. Even if you're an insensitive person, just keep in mind that people of different backgrounds, different persuasions, what have you, this can be a tough time for them. And yeah. But I'm going to add some levity to that statement and say this. Especially those on social media. Nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to see your struggle plates. I don't care if you think that shit is the best dinner in the world. I don't want to see no burnt-ass macaroni and cheese. I don't want to see no dry-ass turkey. I don't want to see no candy ends with marshmallows and raisins. I don't want to see no green bean casserole. At the end of the day, you know what? You're just going to put yourself out there for ridicule. You know what would be the best thing, the best option for you to do? Especially if you know your plate is not going to look presentable, if your plate is going to be the object for ongoing jokes for generations and generations. Just sit there, eat your shit, have a Coke and smile, and shut up. That's what you need to do. I, on the other hand, unfortunately have to work at the shoe job. I will come home to my Tupperware. Matter of fact, multiple Tupperwares full of food. I will have my turkey. I will have my fried chicken, my greens, my stuffing, my yams, my mac and cheese, my cranberry sauce, my macaroni salad, my potato salad for Aunt Tracy, my Sakatumi cake from my dear, near and dear mother-in-law. Shoot, I probably might have some special surprises such as lobster mac and cheese. Sister Joy. Some banana pudding, even though I don't do banana pudding. I'm going to have so much stuff that I'm probably going to gain about 3 pounds over the weekend. Which is a good thing because I officially crossed below the 200-pound barrier. And I, last time I weighed myself 2 days ago, I was 199 pounds. That I have effectively lost 24 pounds in the last 2.5 months. And I'm 2 pounds away from the weight I was last December. But a much better state of mind. With all that being said, let me get out of here.
Racing through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees. That's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Had to start it and end it the same way I came in. Hopefully. Hey, babe. You all right? Uh-oh. What happened? Oh. Okay. My wife isn't here. So, that means I was just talking to myself. So, I will see y'all next week. Like I said, have a happy Thanksgiving. As she twerks. But she tells me I'm not here, and I just see this, I see this lovely figure out the corner of my eye that I need to attend to, because like I said last week, I think I'm in a desperate need for you some of that good, but that's probably going to have to wait until late. Anyway, too much information. Let me get out of here. I'll see y'all later. Goodbye.
Bye.